Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we really dig into different sources to pull out those bits of knowledge, those insights you might otherwise miss.
Yeah, finding the story behind the data.
Exactly. And today we're doing something maybe a little different. We're looking at what seem like really mundane documents, an invoice, a project status report.
Sounds thrilling, right?
Yeah, but trust me, it's more interesting than it sounds. Think of it like, I don't know, forensic accounting meets city planning. We're taking these two pieces of paper.
Seemingly dry pieces of paper.
And using them as clues, really, to see how a big city project actually gets started. Okay, so we're zeroing in on this project for the city of Shawnee, Oklahoma. The project number is SWN22205.
Mm.
And its goal is to update the city's Unified Development Code and Engineering Design Criteria.
Which sounds very official. And it is. Essentially, it's the rule book for growth, isn't it?
Yeah.
What gets built, where, the standards for roads, water lines, all that infrastructure stuff.
Yeah, the basic fabric of how the city works and grows.
And looking at these documents, an invoice and a status report is fascinating because, well, you get such a close-up view, it's granular.
Right.
These aren't just abstract plans. You see the management, the tracking, how the money, public money is actually being spent. We're turning, you know, bureaucratic bits into a real story.
So that's our mission for this deep dive. We're going to dissect these two things. First, there's an invoice, number 1338333. It's from a company called Freeze and Nichols, Inc., sent to the city of Shawnee, dated June 17th, 2022.
Okay.
And then we've got a related status report. This one's dated June 5, 2022, and it covers what happened in May.
So the status report comes slightly before the invoice date, covering the period the invoice likely bills for. That makes sense.
Exactly. And we'll see how they fit together, how they give us both the money side and the operational progress side. A full picture. Mm. Okay, so let's kick off with that invoice, Freeze and Nichols. The amount due right now, or well then, was
$10,979.85. $10,979.85.
Got it. Yep. And it specifies it, you know, in words too. $10,979.85. Due date was July 5, 2022.
Pretty standard invoice stuff so far.
Right. But here's where it gets interesting. This $10,979.85, it's added to a previous bill of $1,983.53.
Ah, okay. So there was earlier work billed.
Correct. Which brings the total fee earned to date up to that point in June 2022 to
$12,963.38. $12,963.38. Okay.
Now, hold that number in your head. Because the overall contract, the lump sum basic services phase fee for this whole thing, it's $344,492.
Wow, okay. Big difference.
Huge difference. So that $12,963.38 they've earned so far, it means the project, based on budget spent, is only 3.76% complete.
Right. Less than 4% complete. And that seems maybe low, but it actually tells you something important.
What's that?
Well, for these big planning projects like rewriting a development code, the very beginning stages,
mm-hmm.
they're super heavy on like strategic thinking, research, planning the public engagement, developing concept.
Oh, okay. The groundwork.
Exactly. It's a ton of intellectual work, sort of the invisible foundation, before you even get close to, you know, producing final documents or changing physical things. So that cost reflects that early intense effort.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like building a house. You spend a good chunk on architects and plans before a single brick is laid.
Precisely.
And just for completeness, the invoice lists the contact for billing questions. Kyle Kennedy at Freeze and Nichols gives his phone and email. And the payment address in Fort Worth, Texas.
Standard, but good for transparency. You know who to call.
Okay, so that's the financial snapshot. Now let's pivot to the other piece, the status report.
Right, the narrative part.
Dated June 5th, covering May 2022. It's from Don Warwick, presumably from Freeze and Nichols, to Seth Barkimer at the city, and Ryan Harkins is CC'd.
Okay.
It outlines the effort during billing period for May. So what they actually did.
What that $10,979 paid for, essentially.
Pretty much. It lists internal coordination of tasks, regular project status meetings. They specifically mention one on May 18th.
Mm-hmm. Keeping the team aligned.
And crucially, it says they finalized the public involvement plan.
Okay, that's a big one. That's the roadmap for how they're going to talk to and involve citizens, stakeholders, everyone throughout this whole process.
Yeah, seems critical. And they also developed, reviewed internally, and got staff approval for the stakeholder interview questions.
Also very important. You need to ask the right questions to get meaningful input. That takes careful thought and internal agreement before you go out and talk to people. It shows they're being deliberate about the input they gather.
Absolutely. So that was May's effort. Then the report moves on to project updates, which is basically the plan for June, the next steps.
Okay, what's coming up?
Well, F&I Fries and Nichols is going to coordinate a brown bag presentation for city staff.
A brown bag. So like an informal lunch meeting kind of thing.
Yeah, usually. And the topic is impact fees and other funding sources.
Ah, impact fees. Those are the fees developers pay, right? To help offset the costs their projects create for public infrastructure, like roads, parks, schools.
Exactly. So they're educating city staff on those funding mechanisms. Seems relevant for a development code update.
Definitely. How growth pays for itself, essentially.
Then, for public engagement, they've scheduled virtual stakeholder interviews for June 9th and June 16th.
Okay, putting those approved questions to use.
And an in-person community meeting on June 16th as well at 5:30 p.m.
Good. A mix of virtual and in-person opportunities that helps reach more people.
And looking just a bit further out, by June 30th, they plan to prepare a draft diagnostic report for staff review.
A diagnostic report. So like an assessment of the current code, what's working, what's not.
That's what it sounds like, yeah. The initial analysis before they start proposing changes.
Right. And when you put these two documents side by side, the invoice and this status report,
yeah.
What really stands out is, well, the transparency it offers, doesn't it?
How so?
You see exactly where the money's going, that $10K plus on the invoice. And the status report tells you what activities that money supported in May, finalizing the public involvement plan, drafting interview questions.
Yeah, connects the dollars to the deeds.
Exactly. And it also shows the forward planning, the June meetings, the interviews, the upcoming diagnostic report. It paints a picture of a very methodical process, especially in these crucial early stages of a big public project.
So recapping our little deep dive here, what did we really pull out of these seemingly boring documents?
Well, the invoice gave us that hard financial data point, the $10,979.85 payment.
Making the project just 3.76% complete based on the total $344,480 payment.
Which, again, sounds small, but it reflects that intense upfront planning phase.
And then the status report provided the story behind that percentage. It showed the actual work done in May, nailing down that public involvement plan, getting the stakeholder questions ready.
All essential groundwork for the next steps outlined for June. The stakeholder interviews, the community meeting, educating staff on funding.
Yeah, you see the direct link between the planning in May and the actions plan for June.
And if you connect this to the bigger picture, I mean, this really highlights how vital this kind of detailed documentation is. For accountability, sure, but also just for understanding public projects.
Right. You can see the process unfolding.
Yeah. It shows the careful planning, the focus on early community engagement that goes into something as foundational as a city's development code. It's not just some dusty legal document. It's actively being shaped with public input right from the start.
It really demystifies it a bit.
It does, and it makes you wonder, doesn't it? How often do we, as citizens, actually get this kind of window into the projects shaping our own towns and cities?
That's a really good question. Probably not often enough, or maybe the information is there, but we don't always look for it in places like invoices or status reports.
Exactly. And thinking about how accessing and understanding this kind of information could empower you, the listener, to be more informed, to be more engaged in your own community's development.
That's a powerful takeaway because, like you said, these docs often just get filed away. But we saw today they can be a real window. This deep dive into Shawnee's project shows that even, you know, the most administrative-looking paper can hold some pretty surprising stories if you just take the time to unpack them.
Absolutely.
So maybe next time you encounter a report, an invoice, anything that looks like bureaucratic paperwork in your own life or community, take a second look. You might just find your own interesting deep dive waiting there.